This place is beyond incredible. There are books stacked nearly to the ceiling, and all these winding pathways. When you said you were taking me to a bookstore, I didn't expect this. Look at all these titles. Storybooks, cookbooks, history, fiction, comics, mystery, romance. Oh, look over here. There's even a little path to a nook with a chair back here. We have to take a look. Come on. I wonder what they keep back here. Let's see. A thirst for knowledge. The heat of summer. A dance of desire. Oh, my bad. This is the erotica section. No wonder it's so secluded and small back here. Oh, did something catch your eye? Wow, that book looks old. What is it called? The Lord of Elaine. What? You want me to read a chapter to you? Okay, let me see. This is way too embarrassing. And it's terribly written, by the way. It's about some maid who gets seduced by the lord of a manor she works at. Cheesy. That's why you picked it? Of course you did. Trying to tease me, huh? Well, there's no way in hell. Why would I ever read this aloud? A reward? Something I'd like? What kind of reward? Any dessert of my choosing before we go home. And something else? It's a secret? Well, and you'll watch my favorite show with me for as long as I want this weekend? Wow. Well, don't you drive a hard bargain. Not a chapter, 3 pages. I guess you have a deal. Lucky for you, I don't like to lose. Hand it over and show me the first page. And you never said I had to read it to your face, so I'm turning and reading it to the bookshelf. I want vanilla ice cream and fudge brownies, by the way. Ready your wallets. His figure loomed over me. He was a force, radiating with masculinity through his stance, his pride, and how he positioned his hands on my waist. What are you doing? Getting closer because you can't hear me? Well, that's fine. But do you need to hold me like that? No, I don't mind it. Keep going. Very well. What can I do for you, my master? I shakily got out. Without hesitation, he began gently kissing my neck. Why are you? Oh God, the heat from your mouth on my neck. What do you think you're doing? Someone will find us back here. Yes, it was nearly empty when we came in. And I guess that old lady was sleeping at the front desk. Shit, that feels good. Keep going? Fine, but just don't get us caught, okay? The ice cream, like you promised? Good. Kissing my neck. I knew then how this would turn. I heard the rumors from the other servants about the Duke's insatiable habits, his pattern of taking housemaids one by one, and quietly, I think that I hoped he would come for me eventually, that I was next on the list. Yet still, as I looked out the window I had been cleaning, I was shocked at his next request. Oh, do you need to breathe next to my ear like that? Why not? Well, it's rather distracting. The Duke's request? Oh. His voice trembled through me. A man used to giving orders. A man used to being obeyed. He said huskily, turn around and, turn around and remove your undergarments. Afraid I was going to receive it for lashing, I shakily made it so. Fuck, I can feel your hands under my skirt. babe, I mean, this is what you really wanted, isn't it? To make me hot, reading this stupid thing. Don't pull them all the way down, just out of the way, fuck, okay. I was no longer able to see him, but I felt his palms rest on the swell of my behind. He muttered with a soft, dangerous tone, "My sweet retainer, have you been bedded by your man yet?" I quietly answered, "No, my lord, at least not by one such as you." And that's when I felt his hand slowly massaging that secret place between my thighs. "Shit, go a bit easier. I can't read with you circling my clit like that. Holding my hips in place. You're pressing me up against the shelf. How hard you are against my ass. Fuck." "Of course, I'll keep reading. I'm not losing to you." I squirmed at the touch. My lord, I whispered into the night. But all he said in response was, "Enough talking, maid. No more. Just feel." And so I did. His hands were firm, but not demanding. And he touched me as if trying to coax a gentle secret from between my legs. All too soon, I felt a cold absence as he drew away. "No, don't. Why did you stop?" "You're playing the Duke. So if I want you to keep going, I have to read what comes next." "Oh, you're cruel. Fine." I tried my best to hold my astonishment as I felt the warmth of his breath. "We can't. Not here. Someone will see. I know I'm wet. I don't really want you to stop. Okay." His breath below instead. It was strange that I, a country woman, was now bent before one of the most modern, powerful men of this age. And as if he could hear my thoughts, he ravaged me powerfully, his mouth claiming my secret place as his own. Oh, fuck, I can't with you like that. Your mouth is so hot. I'm too sensitive. Oh, keep your tongue right there on my clit. Oh, I feel so good. I give up. Just don't stop, please. Let me come, please. Oh, I don't want to get caught. Just quickly. Yes. Just like that. Oh, I'm trying to be quiet. I feel so good. I can't stop. I'm too close. Fuck. 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 You little shit. You're lucky I love you. So, I'm not going to kill you. Do you think anyone heard us? No? Thank God. The book? Oh no, it must have been ripped a bit when I dropped it. The lady at the front desk is going to be so pissed. I guess we'll just have to buy it then. Lucky you.